In Japan these past few days, we have been focused with great horror on an event that is extremely rare, a magnitude 9.0 earthquake followed by a 30-foot-high tsunami. We probably all know that such a thing can happen, but we don't plan our daily lives around that possibility. So how do we incorporate the possibility of events that could be as disastrous as they are unlikely? How do we incorporate these possibilities, say, in building a nuclear power plant? Well, Stephen Perlstein, business and economics columnist for The Washington Post, writes about some of these questions today, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program once again.
Thanks for having me.
And first, you address a question that many of us wonder about. Have there been more rare and destructive events in recent years than we would intuitively expect?
Well, no and yes. Obviously, there's been no more of the natural kind, but there have been more of the man-made kind because as our lifestyle, as our economy, as our way of life becomes more complex, it may make us more susceptible to these kinds of so-called low-probability disasters. And it is also true that because of the way we organize life to be more efficient, to have a higher standard of living, it also may mean that when we have disasters of the man-made or of the natural kind, the consequences can be more severe.
You address this question. Once we decide that something is extremely improbable, whether it's a Category 5 hurricane hitting in exactly that spot or a huge earthquake or all the financial institutions making the same mistake at the same time. Once we declare that it's a black swan, to use one popular metaphor for improbable events, that influences our behavior.
Right. So take the example of all, as you say, on Wall Street, all the analysts said there has never been a national decline in residential real estate prices. In other words, the price of homes has never gone down everywhere in the United States at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone says, well, then if we put together these securities that take mortgages from all over the country, not just from one place, we can be sure that, yeah, at any one time, some places may go down, but not the whole thing won't go down. And so we can give these a AAA rating. These are as safe as U.S. Treasury bonds. So everyone went and did that. And by the sheer fact that everyone thought there could never be a national real estate crisis, in fact, they created the very thing that they assumed could never happen.
This is what Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the man who's responsible for the phrase the black swan, has written on his website. He says, it is irresponsible to talk about small probabilities and make people rely on them, except for natural systems that have been standing for 3 billion years, not man-made ones for which the probabilities are derived theoretically, such as, and he cites, the nuclear field, for which the effective track record is only 60 years, which raises a question. How can we say something could only happen every 500 years in an area of endeavor that's only 60 years old?
The key here is that to the degree that you're talking about human behavior, if you do this, then I do that, then he does that, the probabilities are always changing as humans react to the first number that comes out, which is the probability. By their actions, they change that probability, and yet nobody goes back and reassesses it.
So to crudely apply that to Japan, the more confident you are that you've built a nuclear power plant that is earthquake-proof, the more you come to rely on the nuclear power plant, the way you've built it and where you've built it, and perhaps the more dangerous the damage is when the tsunami actually damages the nuclear power plant.
Exactly. And by the way, you put four in one place.
Now, on the other hand, if all of us thought of the least probable, most catastrophic events that could happen to us and made decisions on the basis of that possibility, we'd be paralyzed. I mean, there's something in optimism and in innovation and pioneering that requires us to blot out the possibility that we'll all be washed away in a tidal wave tomorrow.
It probably is established in our DNA and our hardwiring through the sort of evolutionary process. The people who were too scared to do anything, they probably died out, and we probably are descended from the risk takers. I suppose what that tells us is that in the long run, the benefits of taking these risks outweigh the downside.
Stephen Perlstein, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's Stephen Perlstein, business and economics columnist for The Washington Post.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.